This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the efficacy and safety of COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the U.S. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. Protests against the military coup resumed today, Friday, across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces from the pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between the anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and the protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.